Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Nearly 50,000 General Motors workers will walk off the job at midnight after the United Auto Workers Union and GM failed to reach a new contract. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has more.
It's the first time the UAW has waged a strike against General Motors since 2007. Union Vice President Terry Dittes called the strike a, quote, last resort. He says the union and General Motors remain far apart on wages, health care benefits, profit sharing, and a path to permanent jobs for temporary workers.
What we're asking of General Motors is simple and fair.
General Motors says the decision is disappointing. The automaker says it offered workers increases in pay and profit sharing, as well as unspecified solutions for assembly plants in Michigan and Ohio that the automaker is closing. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called on President Trump to endorse universal background checks, but Schumer said the president wasn't on board.
He said he's working on it. He's talking to some of the members of our caucus, and in Monday or Tuesday he's meeting with people, and then he would call us again. That's about as far as he went.
The two Democrats spoke to the president by phone, saying that without the checks, remaining loopholes will allow people who shouldn't have guns to get them. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says his state has seen too many mass shootings and that he wants people with a criminal history who lie on background forms to be prosecuted. France is condemning the attacks on Saudi oil facilities, saying it stands firmly behind Riyadh. And Piers Eleanor Beardsley has more.
In a statement, the French foreign ministry said such strikes on oil facilities can only aggravate tensions in the region and heighten the risk of conflict. France said they must stop. The French foreign ministry did not comment on who may have carried out the attack on Saudi oil facilities. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused the Iranian regime. The Saudi regime is in a war in Yemen with the Houthi rebels, who are supported by Iran, but Iran has categorically dismissed Pompeo's accusations. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
President Trump is condemning a new report about Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which alleges a new sexual misconduct claim when he was in college. The New York Times says the allegations stem from his time at Yale University, and the FBI did not investigate this latest claim. This claim is similar to one made during his confirmation process by a different Yale classmate. Kavanaugh denied allegations of impropriety during his testimony before the Senate last year. Several Democratic presidential candidates are calling for Kavanaugh to be impeached over these new allegations. Asian markets are trading higher, the Asia Dow up about 0.6%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Birmingham, Alabama, in Hong Kong, violence erupted Sunday as pro-democracy protesters clashed with police who fired tear gas and water cannons at protesters who had set fires and vandalized metro stations. And here's Julie McCarthy has more.
Here in Hong Kong, a largely peaceful but raucous demonstration turned violent in a busy central area called Admiralty. It's really the heart and center of the government. Tear gas was fired and the crowds were dispersed, but it took some time.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Hong Kong. Now on to Birmingham, Alabama. A memorial service was held this morning remembering the four young black girls killed in a white supremacist bombing at the 16th Street Baptist Church 56 years ago. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden attended, saying racism still threatens the country.
We're in the battle for the soul of America. And here at historic 16th Street Baptist Church, there's no more powerful reminder of what's at stake.
On September 15, 1963, KKK members planted dynamite beneath the steps of the church's basement, killing the girls who were changing into their choir robes. A year later, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. Crude oil prices are trading higher in light of the attacks on the Saudi oil facilities, up about 11% right now at $60.77 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.